Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Ooh, I am counting down the days till the Easter break. I tell you what, buddy.
Counting day. Oh.
You're going to want to start this podcast intro again, aren't you? And I'm just going to say, no, we're pushing through, buddy.
Counting down the days till I get to eat the Easter bunny. That's what I was going to say.
It was definitely worth the wait. You getting that
really
sentence
wasn't,
out.
Was it really wasn't, was it? Lucky our show is, though.
Our show was good. That's the thing. We put all the good stuff in the show, and the podcast intro is just us at the end of our shift for the day being like, ugh.
You know what was the most satisfying thing about today's show is we stitched up our rival network and we got them an absolute beauty.
Yeah, it was naughty of us. We broke a few radio rules in doing it.
I don't give a stuff, man.
That makes for good radio, hey? We're the rule breakers. That's what they call us. Josiah and Ellie, rule breaking on the Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, you open up today.
I did. I got a bit like serious for a hot second.
Just a hot second.
Yeah, just a hot second. The rest of the show was gags galore, I tell you what.
Yeah, someone did something to you yesterday, which we're not happy about.
Yeah, a little bit offensive, dude, if you're listening, the one who did it to me. You'll find out more about that very soon. All right, let's get into it. Let's get out of here. You want to do a stumble just to top off the podcast intro?
Yeah, I'm going to looking forward to the Easter. Yeah, what am I looking forward to again?
I'll
yeah,
do
the
that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Jay, you and I missed a massive anniversary the other day. We missed the 46th birthday of the mobile phone.
46 years?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I would have gone more close to 15, 20.
Years?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the year 15, 20 was when it was like, well... Buddy, you'd be wrong.
Well, you saw the old 3310, the Nokia back in the day. That yeah. would have been only, what, 15 years ago?
Nah. Well, it's been 46 years since Motorola engineer Martin Cooper made the first ever phone call from a mobile phone. And he could have called anyone in the world. Guess who he chose to call?
I don't know, his wife?
Nope. His rival, his arch nemesis from another telco company named Joel.
Morning, Joel. So- That's why everyone knows who telco is and no one knows who Joel is.
Exactly. Well, Martin called Joel and delivered the sickest burn of all time, right? He said, Joel, I'm calling you from a cellular phone, a real cellular phone, a handheld, portable, real cellular phone.
Well
no,
done.
He didn't. Jerry.
Well done. That is one of the biggest burns of all time. You're both competing to invent the first mobile. You've done it.
Yeah.
And so you call his landline from it going, guess what I've just done?
Exactly. Which gave me an idea, Jay. I kind of want to call our competitor and give them some sick burns.
Oh, well, you know I'm up for this.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but the radio station Triple, one of the Triples, I don't know.
Never heard
triple,
of her.
I think it's Triple like Z or something.
There's a couple of them. They don't know which one is each other because they can't tell each other apart. Whoever they are, they rate less than us, that's for sure.
Well, they're actually situated a couple of studios across from us, so we can actually see them. So if we call their number, we can get through to their studio. So I thought, let's do a Martin Cooper and deliver some sick burns to them.
Oh, 100%. Let's do it.
It looks like his mic's off, so he's not talking at the moment, which is a good
sign.
Hang
on, let me put his number in. Or their number in.
What is it?
Oh, I actually don't know. I'll have to Google it. 1 second. Never, ever listened to that station in my life. All right, here we go. Here it is.
Here we go. All right.
Triple M.
Thought you'd have time to answer. No one listening to your station. Is that what's going on?
What do you want?
How's it feel to be the number two show in the Goulburn Valley?
Number two show? Really?
Hey, my grandma's got a 90th birthday coming up. Just wondering if you could put a playlist together with a couple of songs you play on your station. She really really loves listening.
Yeah, hits an old school, huh?
Thought you'd recognise our voices without us having to say who it is because we rate so high that you probably listen to us instead of your own show.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Anyway, listen, I've got a few more points to earn, so if you don't mind, Superstar's got to go on air.
Do you mean you have to go and listen to the Josiah and Ellie catch-up?
What's that?
I heard you listening to it on the way into the work this morning.
So what, does that mean you slept with me last night?
Oh, hey, what's it like having the second best hair in this in the Goulburn Valley?
I think that's definitely up for a lot of debate. I mean, I actually do mine. It doesn't look like a ferret's nest.
Hey, we love ferrets on this show.
Yeah, we do actually. Good point.
Oh, that's right. You guys do love ferrets.
Yeah, we.
Do you remember that from our show last year? Were you listening when we raised a ferret at the Shep Show? Was that your favourite moment of 2018?
It was good. It was good.
Enjoy your number two morning. See you, Bill.
Right, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Got him.
Don't cross with us, Triple D.
This is The Catch Up.
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, mum has been dumped by her husband after she's had a horror eyebrow makeover. The poor thing. Now, she's from the US.
Mm.
She's 42 years old, married. Her daughter bought her a Groupon voucher for her birthday.
Oh, I love coupons just in general. Well, Groupon, great.
I might buy you the same one this girl got. So she's quite pretty. Take a look at her photo there. Explain to the Goulburn Valley what she looks like.
Oh, yeah, she's blonde, blue eyes, nice tan.
Generic blonde-looking lady, like pretty for a 42-year-old mum. Not that a 42-year-old mum can't be pretty.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Believe me.
Clarifying that.
I've dated one.
All right.
The surgery went a little bit wrong, so we should be putting up this photo, but explain to everyone what happened to her here.
Oh, God. Okay, so she's had eyebrow tattooing, is it? Or feathering or something, and basically they've missed her eyebrow.
Completely.
And now she's got two eyebrows, and they're both equally as heinous as each other.
So she looks horrific,
as basically. In two eyebrows over, so four eyebrows.
But they're tattooed, so you can't go back.
Yuck.
Harsh, though, for the husband to then go and dump her. You think there's bigger issues than that? Because I'm sure you can reverse tattoo surgery.
Oh, 100%.
So to dump her over something that is a physical thing
is
a very harsh move. So we are led to the question is, why would you dump your partner and what over? Because a discussion me and my girlfriend Mia always have, or I should say Mia and I, if I'm being correct grammar, is if I went fat, would you dump me?
Yeah. My boyfriend Gavin and I played this game just the other day. It went for like 20 minutes. I was like, would you still date me if I had hair all over my face?
What did he say?
A lot of the time it was a no, and it makes me very concerned for if I ever get disfigured in some way.
Well, I feel like if that happens, there's a broader reason. So she's
like, well, you're blaming it on something else.
Exactly right. If she did get big, it wouldn't bother me, but if it's because of her lifestyle choices and she's making the wrong decisions that are leading to that.
Not necessarily. What if she develops a thyroid problem?
Well, that's a totally different story. I'll support her through it. Or if she's choosing to wake up to Krispy Kremes every morning, we may have to have a little conversation.
I love it how you go into the details. Gav and I did the same thing where it was like, okay, if I put on 50 kilos, would you still date me? He's like, why? Why have you put on the weight? What are you doing wrong?
Well, we want to play a little game now, Ellie.
Yep.
Would you still be my co-host if?
Yes.
If I put on 50 kilos, Ellie.
Of course I would. And I feel like you're not too far off it because the way you eat, buddy, it is. some fun music.
I did have a foot long at 9 a.m. yesterday morning. So would you be my co-host if?
Yep. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Would you be my co-host
if I spoke like this the whole time and said, come on in Goulburn Valley, welcome to the Josiah and Ellie Show.
I'll put it this way, I wouldn't be your co-host by choice. I'd have a stern talking to our bosses and say, please tell her to sort her voice out, otherwise I'm gone.
That's really rude.
Would you be my co-host if I had a mono brow that you couldn't stop staring at every day? Like full mono, thick. You had to stare at it every day. You had to do the photos. You had to do the videos of me every day.
Can I wax it on air for a bit of content?
It doesn't wax. It's unwaxable.
Yeah, but I would make so many jokes about it. We'd have a segment which is like, what does Josiah's mono think?
No, I'm really sensitive about it. You can't bring it up.
Nah. I'm going to give Osher a call. He could be my new co-host. All right, finally, would you be my co-host if every time you saw me, you needed to pee? Like you just got this overwhelming needing to pee sensation, but then you went to the toilet and you couldn't pee.
If I have a bucket in the studio, yes. Imagine.
No, you're not allowed to pee in the studio. You don't actually need to pee. You just feel like you do.
Oh, yeah, I could manage that.
Could you?
Yeah, just.
And then as soon as the show is finished, go and pee away, my friend.
Yeah, I pretty well do that anyway because I'm working so hard.
Good to know. Well, it seems like our co-host bond is quite strong.
Sounds like we hate our partners and love each other.
I mean, even if Gav gets fat, I tell you what, he is in the bin. Kid
Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I got offended by a stranger yesterday, and you know me, I don't get offended very easily.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, poor Ellie. You're like, nah, you get offended all the time.
Yeah, you do a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, should I not be whipping the sad violin out? No, not the time. Okay, cool. Whatever. I was walking down Friars Street on the way to get my haircut. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, it's a bit grey.
And it was a hot day yesterday, so I had my little shorties on and my little singlet. Like, I was showing a bit of skin.
Didn't know your hairdresser was Jim from Jim's Lawn Mowing.
Stop it. My hair looks beautiful. Anyway, I was walking down Friars Street, and all of a sudden a car comes past me. And, you know, you don't go very fast on Friars. It's like 20 or something. So that's probably how fast this car was going. And this guy leans right out the window and he yells out to me and he goes, show us your knickers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He would have been probably late 20s. And what made the whole situation even worse was that there was probably a 12-year-old girl standing right next to me as well. So I was like, firstly, I hope he's talking to me and not her. But secondly, why is he saying that at all?
First of all, if he was saying it to you, let's just roll that he was saying it to you.
Yeah.
For radio's sake, and so we don't get taken off the radio.
Yeah.
Does he know and is he aware that the only underwear you wear is blondes? What is it?
Bonds? Black Bonds undies.
Yeah, Black Bonds undies.
With holes in them.
With holes.
I know. Firstly, buddy, my knickers aren't that great. I'll tell you what.
So if she did happen to just listen to what you say and lift up her skirt and show you her knickers, nothing to really be excited about.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. Really. It's not that good. But you're a man. What goes through your head when you, like, if you see a hot girl down the street? I get wolf whistling. That's one thing. I actually don't mind if guys wolf whistle at me. I'm kind of like, cool. Like, I'll take it as a compliment, and because not much really gets to me. But something like this was so graphic, and it wasn't really said in a joking way. It was more like, show us your knickers. It was just seedy.
Straight up creep.
Yeah. And I kind of just like frowned at him and grimaced. There was nothing I could do. Like, he was gone as quickly as it happened. But then I saw this little girl looking at me, and I was like, I should stand up to him or something. Like, I should be a good role model here, but there was nothing I could do.
All right, blokes, listen up. First of all, you're idiots if you think that by whistling or yelling something out of your window is going to, or what did they, I don't know what they expect to happen. Mm-hmm. So by him whistling at you or him saying something to you, does he think, as soon as I say this, she's just going to come over to the window of my car and start making out with me?
That's the thing.
It's not going to happen, guys. Stop. When a girl walks past your work site, lads, when you whistle, do you think she's just going to stop what she's doing, come over and start making out with you?
Exactly.
That's not what happens, boys.
I just do not understand the mentality behind it. Is it to look like funny in front of his mate because his mate was in the car? Could that have been a reason? Or did he genuinely want to try and hook up with me?
Yeah, when you were 16, definitely. Or when you're 17 and you're first on your P's, absolutely you do that stuff to make your boys laugh.
Yeah.
But if this guy was a bit older, he's a straight up creep.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you're listening right now, dude, on Friar Street yesterday, watch yourself. It's not cool. Like, it made me feel vulnerable. It made me feel like people were looking at me. Like, it just made me feel really crappy, to tell you the truth. And like I said, not much offends me. Not much makes me feel that way. But I was like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Let me walk down the street in peace.
From a bloke's perspective, like I said, when you're young, you don't think.
Yeah.
But when you're older, you should know better.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to work, buddy. I'm not going to show you my knickers. Also, just a side note, who calls them knickers these days? No one.
Are you sure he wasn't 58 years old?
I don't know.
That's something you say 40 years ago. You absolute idiot.
Oh, right. But I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. What's been yelled at you from a car? You know, was it something like that that made you feel like it was a wolf whistle, made you feel a bit targeted? Or was it something funny? We want to hear all stories. Give us a call now. We are talking at the moment about things that have been yelled at you from a car. Because yesterday I was walking down Friar Street, minding my own business, and all of a sudden some dude in his late 20s, I'd say, yelled out from the side of his car, show us your knickers.
And how did it make you feel?
Awful, awful. And I don't get offended easily, but this really kind of shook me. And, you know, people saw it and I just felt embarrassed. It was not cool.
What an idiot. 13, 12, 16 is our number. If he is listening, call up. Love to have a chat to you on the radio. If you're as manly as you were to yell that out the window, give us a call and see if you're manly enough to speak on the radio. Just got a text off my girlfriend who's listening as well. She just got back from the gym. And it's funny we're talking about this. A guy yelled at her from a motorbike. She ignored him. So he comes up to a window when she stopped at the lights, smacked in a side mirror, and goes, when I yell at you, you look at me.
What?
It makes me feel like coming from where I am in Shep, she's in Sydney at the moment, and that happens. It's really rattled her. She's actually really upset by it. If I was there, I would be putting my fist through that guy's face.
Yeah, well, we don't promote violence, but that's not cool.
In this situation, I do, though. What is with the nerve of some guys that are out there at the moment?
Yeah, I know.
Pieces of absolute, can't say that word.
Let's go to Dale from Katandra. Morning, Dale. How you going?
It's actually made me quite angry, what I've just heard. I can guarantee that no late 20s male, well, I would hope not, would yell stuff out like that. I would have thought that by that time, that age, a male would be at least have a little bit of respect, especially like you said, with a 12-year-old next to you.
Yeah.
I could only imagine it'd be an 18-year-old that hit puberty early and looks older.
Well, we can only hope so. But even then, like, I feel like in this day and age, we're brought up in a society where it's not really acceptable to do that.
You'd be surprised on how many don't have manners. Like, you know, a lot of kids these days growing up with no respect for their elders and little oaks. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is Shepparton, so don't expect too much.
It reflects the guy a lot more than it does. I know, Ellie, you just said that you feel vulnerable, but it's more of a reflection on him than you.
Yeah.
Well, it gets brought, like, we all get branded, you know, like, it might be him that done it, but we all cop it, like, you know what I mean? So all males get looked upon the same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to come on the radio and say all men are dogs and all men are pigs, because I agree, like, it's definitely not the case.
What he said, though, was quite, you know, that's derogatory, like, it's filthy. Like, I can't say I've ever said anything like that, especially towards females. I've been brought up in a very female-dominant family, if you know what I mean, like the girls. You wouldn't say things like that at all.
Yeah. Oh, well, you sound like you're a great man, Dale. Thanks so much for your support and for being a good dude. Hey, I feel like we should just make a blanket rule. Don't yell at anyone from a car unless you're doing something life-saving. Like, if they've blown a tire and they don't realise, great, yell at them. But and, like, warn them. Don't yell at them aggressively.
Or if they cut you off.
Yeah. No, I don't promote road rage either. But there's never any need for it. Just let people live their lives, guys.
Yeah, especially girls. You're doing it too. Think twice, boys, because you don't know how that girl's feeling and how vulnerable it does make him feel like Ellie.
Yeah, exactly.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, last night Batch in Paradise was on again, loving this season, but unfortunately we had to say goodbye to James/Jimmy. Morning, James.
Morning, guys.
What do you prefer, James or Jimmy?
I get both all the time and many more. There's about, 7 or 8 different variations and nicknames. So, whatever you guys like. But Jimmy's good for now.
What about Jimbo? Can I call you Jimbo?
Can I call you Jimmy
Jimbo?
James?
Yeah.
Jim Jams.
100%.
Yep. Yeah, get that one too.
Hey,
I don't know what it is, yeah.
James, I need to issue an apology on behalf of the Goulburn Valley because last night, you got your heart ripped out of your chest by Alex Nation, and she's a Shepparton girl, so she's one of us. So on behalf of the Goulburn Valley and Alex Nation, I'm very sorry, mate.
You guys are responsible.
I know. You're so right.
Thank you.
So you decided to walk in the end. You didn't want to wait for the rose ceremony?
Yeah, look, I think for me it was sort of like, you know when something happens and you kind of need to, like, deal with that first. So for me, it was, you know, since Bill and Alex had stayed over, I'd not spoken to her or seen her, and they were out all day. So it was kind of like my intention to sort of, I guess, have this chat. But I was sort of deliberating all day, and then I put on my nice Hugo Boss suit when I made that decision. I'm like, this is my cue to have a chat. It was weighing heavy on me to stay because, you know, I would have had to change who I am to fit into what was happening in there with a lot of, I guess, swapping or mixing around with people. And it wasn't me. And, you know, you can't force someone to change. They've got to sort of, you know, do them, which, you know, for her, she wanted to explore her connections, which was, you know, completely fine with me. It's just, I didn't really, want to do that. And, you know, Paradise was getting a bit, you know, not the right place for me.
Of course.
Turning into not paradise anymore.
Hey, James, it looked like you fell hard and fast and we didn't see much time on the screen between you and Alex Nation. So I was like, why has he fallen so hard for someone he's barely spoken to? Is that how it was in real life?
It's hard to kind of even talk about because obviously, you know, what we've seen or what you've seen is there, but there's obviously a lot more there and a lot more time. So it looks like it's been a couple of days. You know, reality is it's been a few weeks, you know, and I think ever since the first cocktail party, you know, she set up a really nice candlelit wine date thing for me and we really connected then. So we actually were quite close early on and the whole way through, which is sort of why you could see her upset as well. So it was a bit more there, but, you know, it's all good because, you know, I wish her all the best in, you know, finding love and exploring everything there. And, you know, it sort of just came down to, you know, I didn't particularly want to be there. So I know it might look a bit kind of weird, like, why is this guy, you know, and even with the panda teddy and stuff, but you know, we're all hanging out 24/7, and there's just not enough sort of airtime to show it all.
Yeah.
So, hey, James, can I ask, if you haven't heard from her or spoken to her since the show, did you see her Instagram? Because she put up a post last night saying, "The smile that lights up any room. Jimmy, it was a pleasure getting to know you. You are more the most beautiful soul and you deserve the world." Is that weird that she hasn't spoken to you in months and then all of a sudden she puts up a tribute to you?
No. Like, she, you know, had reached out straight away after the show and, you know, filming and then kind of, you know, called and chatted a few times and, you know, a few messages here and there. So, no, look, it's really lovely, to be honest. Like, it's nice that, you know, to hear that from her because, yeah, it is hard to sort of watch things back. And then, you know, the other thing is, like, you're seeing conversations that you know, she's having with other people that you weren't privy to. So it's kind of like, you know, like anything, I guess. So, but yeah, look, it's lovely that she sort of, you know, posted like that. That's really, yeah, that really means a lot.
Mm. Yeah, of course. I've got a group chat with a bunch of my girlfriends. We were, you know, messaging last night over last night's episode. And one of them said,
"I'm in that."
Jimmy, oh yeah, that's right. Jimmy's got real daddy vibes. How do you feel about that?
That's pretty funny.
Ellie just wants to call you daddy, Jim.
No, I've already got a name. He's Jimbo to me. He'll always be Jimbo to me. We've established that. Oh, well, Jimmy.
I do post a lot of photos of my nephews on Instagram. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Have you had any luck with love since filming Wrapped?
We'll have to wait and see. You know, like it's pretty early days to go out there and sort of, you know. But I've just sort of been, you know, head down, back doing the things you love and, you know, just see what happens, I guess.
Yeah,
sounds like
enough.
A yes.
Daddy's on the prowl. Well, Jimmy, you've been a pleasure to watch on Batch in Paradise. Good luck with your quest for love and thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Legends, thank you. Have a good one.
Are
we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
And I want to tell you a story about a cute little good doggo. 220 Ks offshore, off the coast of Thailand, some oil rig workers were just on their boat doing their thing, pumping the oil, and they spotted a little brown splodge in the water far away from them.
Oh, a bunch of poo.
No, it wasn't a bunch of poo, but thanks for asking. It was a cute little dog. And so they got closer to it and realised what it was and pulled it on board.
On the boat.
On the boat, that's the one.
On the rig.
On the rig. Got it up on the rig and pulled it on and effectively rescued it. Turns out it had fallen off a nearby fishing trailer and had been treading water for hours and hours and hours and was really nearly at the end of his tether. So these oil rig workers saved him, brought him back back to life, effectively. And they called him Boon Rod, which means survivor.
And they found the owners in the end as well? Like,
yeah.
Did they track them down?
Last I heard was that they were trying to track them down and they hadn't yet. But if they didn't, then it was just going to remain on the oil rig and be the oil rig dog.
Well, you'd hope if they know it came off a boat that was nearby that the owners would have found it. And if it was, how far from the owners was it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, if it treaded for hours and hours, it would have gone a fair way, you'd think. Plus, you think about the tides and currents.
All right. Didn't realize we were getting so scientific over this story.
Oh, it's very scientific. Think about what it dodged as well to survive. Not only did it last its fatigue, but it dodged sharks, fish probably napping at stingrays, whales, you name it. Imagine seeing a little brown puppy dog in the water as if they don't want to eat alligators, crocodiles, the lot. Octopus.
Do you want to take a breath quickly? You've just been talking for a really long time.
Fishies. What else is in the water?
I've literally never seen you so invested in a story.
You
ever.
Know me and dogs.
Yeah, I do.
You
know
me
dogs.
And dogs. It's my one thing. A dog can die. I'll be a mess. A human can die. I don't care.
Oh, God. I care.
I mean, I care a little bit.
Have you seen the movie Red Dog?
Oh, I don't. Any dog. Do you know what? The saddest movie of all time is Marley and Me.
Oh, I can't watch it.
Oh,
no,
just
I won't watch it.
Stupid.
I want to run through a list of lost pets because that's what we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. How far did your pet get? Because 220 Ks offshore is a significant effort by a little boon rod. There's a Labrador called Bucky over in the States who was separated from his family. The kid had to give him up because he was done with it. He traveled 500 Ks back to South Carolina to get back to the owner.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, not a bad one. A four-year-old cat traveled 190 Ks from their home because the fireworks went off, scared her. She ran out the door And then she ended up 190 Ks off.
Poor little cat. It's only a cat, though.
I thought you were a cat person now.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I've warmed to them a little bit. Certain cats, not all cats. Okay. Like, I love our work cat. That's about it.
All right. Okay, cool. Pico-chan, the budgie, got lost in Japan, I believe. The only words he knew.
Arigato.
You know how budgies can speak? No, it wasn't arigato. It was his address. So he said, oh, I live at 1 Tokyo
You're
Lane.
You're kidding me.
Yep, and told the cops where he lived. Boom, returned to the owner. That is his clever pet.
I mean, a bird disappearing or going a long way away isn't that impressive, but when he's recited his own address and that's what brought him home, that's a good story.
Exactly. 13, 12, 16, did your pet run away? And if so, how far did they get? How long between drinks until you got it back? You know, maybe it rocked up a year later.
There's nothing worse, is there? Oh, or more heartbreaking.
Absolutely nothing worse. My dog went missing once, I remember. He had dementia towards the end, my old dog. We had him for like 18 years. And I'll never forget the terror that was inside me. It was at our holiday house and I went and put posters up everywhere, looked for him all around the place. He was missing for a few hours. And then I finally went down to the beach and there he was just trotting along, not a care in the world. I was like, amazing. Dude.
Your stomach falls out of your mouth, doesn't it? It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yes. So I can't imagine what it would be like to find a dog 220 Ks off the coast. But 13, 12, 16, we are after your lost pet stories. How far did they get is the question we're asking. Let's go to Anna from Shep. Anna, did this happen to you? How far'd they get?
My friend's cat, this is insane, she moved from Brisbane to Mackay and their cat ran away. Their neighbour called to say that it was back at their old house.
What?
That is a long wait. Can you? How far is it to drive from Brisbane to Mackay? Do you know?
Oh, like 6 hours, 7 hours.
So that would be at least 600 kilometres, you'd think, at least.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, and they just kept running away after that.
I didn't even think cats could smell. Like, I thought that was a dog thing. Then I don't know cats real. Incredible story. Thanks so much for your call, Anna.
No worries.
All right, let's move on to Anita from Nagambi. Anita, how far did your pet get, my friend?
It wasn't actually my pet, but we've just moved into a new house, and we had a cat hanging around for a week. And we posted on the community board if anybody's missing it. And it turns out it actually left the owner's house New Year's from the fireworks and had been missing for 4 months.
4 months.
And whereabouts was the owner's house, Anita?
It was down the other end of town. So it must have run up the train line or something.
Oh. No way. What do you reckon it had been doing for 4 months? Like, how does it survive?
I have no idea. I would not even know, but it was hanging around our house and we posted locally and some lady came and picked it up and she was in absolute tears.
Aww.
And it was a little, like her daughter's cat. So, yeah, the next day they dropped us off a box of chocolates and a card with a drawing from the little girl.
Aww.
Thank you for my cat back. I missed it so much.
Gives me goosebumps.
I need a new cat, am I right?
Oh, because her name's Anita. Okay. He's been waiting to do that ever since you called, Anita. Thanks so much for getting in touch.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Once a week, every Wednesday, I just get to put nice Ellie aside for one little segment and I just get to unleash on you, Josiah. All my pent-up frustration, I just get to let it out.
I say the same thing every week.
Mm.
It's just normal Ellie. There's no difference. This is what you're really like. You live some sort of false life on the radio like you're this nice, innocent person and use this segment to show the other side. Well, just be the same person, like me. I'm the same guy on the radio as I am in real life.
If that's the case, then kudos to me for, you know, hiding it for 4 days a week.
You're a brilliant liar.
Thanks. That's
Ellie, to kick it off, you must be really excited for Easter this weekend.
Oh, because I need the chocolate in my life. Are you saying that, oh, cool, Easter, you get chocolate. Ellie likes chocolate. She's going to eat heaps of it and she's going to come back and she's going to be the size of a house. Nailed it.
We, when you get back from Easter next week, we should play Chunky by Bruno Mars. Sorry, that wasn't a turnaround.
No, that was a really mean statement. You're supposed to give me nice statements and I'm supposed to turn them into insults.
Hey, you got your hair cut last night.
Oh.
Nice cut and colour.
No, don't say that because I saw the way you were looking at it when I walked in this morning. And then I said, what do you think of my hair? And you didn't even answer, which means you hate it, which means you think that I am going grey, my hair's falling out, I'm an ugly girl.
Yeah, it is a bit grey.
My hairdresser's going to be so mad at you. She's listening right now.
Your hairdresser? Don't you mean Jim's lawnmower?
All right!
Don't you mean Stevie Wonder?
You're supposed to be being nice to me.
What's another famous blind person? Yeah, hairdresser. Hey, I don't understand. It's really hot in this studio right now and you're still wearing a jumper.
Okay, maybe it's because I'm ashamed of my tuck shop lady arms. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever thought that I want to hide them away from you so you don't stare at them and make jokes, and then every time I clap people on the radio, my like flaps don't hit together and make a loud sound?
I was wondering what that noise was. Why is that your tuck shop?
It's my tuck shop arms.
Oh, here we go over the weekend, Monday morning our time. Tiger Woods, he won the Masters. What a legend.
Oh, don't even get me started on Tiger Woods. He cheated on his wife heaps of times. I've been cheated on too, Josiah, all right?
Whew, touchy much?
Oh, don't bring up me being cheated on.
Hey, it's Easter this weekend, then you and I have next week off.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do without me?
Be so bloody happy that I finally get a bit of time away from you, because everywhere I look in this town, you're there. I come to work, you're there. I leave work, you're there. I have a haircut yesterday and you rock up halfway through. God, now I know how people in like long-term marriages feel when you just can't stand the sight of your husband anymore. That's what
I did surprise you yesterday at your haircut to get my own. We need to talk about that later in the show.
Yeah.
How do you feel now? You feel a bit better?
What, that I've had my hair cut?
No, that you got all that off your chest.
Oh, right. I thought we were still going. I was about to say, what was wrong with my hair before, Josiah? Were you saying that it's not good before?
Oh, it was bad before, it's bad after. Okay.
Stop it.
Why? Turn that around.
Well, just choked on myself a bit. Okay, yeah, no, I do feel better. Thanks. Turn it around. It'll be back next week. If you've got any phrases you want me to try and turn around into an insult, let us know. Hit you with me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Marshmallow Churches, that's Here With Me on the GV's Hit 96.9. You're here with Josiah and Ellie.
I love that song. It speaks straight to my heart.
Does it? Because you want me here with you?
Exactly. Because we're going on holidays next week. I'm going to be singing that about you every day.
I can't wait for your Snapchats.
Because I need you here with me.
Thank God we can welcome someone else to the show right now to break this up. Grant, morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, well, thanks. Better than you by the sounds of it. What happened to you this week?
Oh, last night. Well, actually, yesterday afternoon, I should say. I got home after work, after a long day, as they always are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up my garage, which is a roller door. And as I opened it, this bird flew straight past me in there. I was like, what on earth was that? And then a magpie was sort of like sitting out the front of my garage, just hovering around. And I was like, what is going on? So then I went in there. I think it was chasing another bird, and this bird's gone into my garage to like seek refuge. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool, but you've got to get out. So I was like trying to shoo it out of the garage. But then it was like flying at me and at the window and everywhere other than the massive double roller doors to get out of the garage.
It's always the way. It's like when you get a fly in your car and you're trying to shoo it out the window and it just doesn't want to go.
Don't get me started. I sprayed a fly before I went to bed last night 8 times before it finally died. It took so long. I thought magpie season was in spring last year. We know how bad it was. We spoke about it a lot on the show.
Mm.
It's autumn. What are they still doing?
But I mean, they live all year round.
Yeah.
I mean, and they swoop people in spring, but I think they might still chase other birds who annoy them, so maybe.
You got attacked in autumn, though. It just doesn't make sense.
Not by a magpie, by a different bird.
Oh.
The bird that it wasn't attacking me. It was just very scared of everything that was going on because I think it was getting attacked by the magpie. Does that make sense?
I hate magpies.
Yeah.
Aw, they can be cute. You know, it's beautiful. There's very beautiful birds.
Sounds
out
like
there.
A lorikeet, not a magpie.
Well, it's like the girl from Bachelor in Paradise who has the phobia of birds. Brittany, she was talking about it on last night's episode again. She's like, oh, I got trapped in a bird cage once, can't deal with birds. Apparently, a phobia of birds is a real thing.
Yeah, my auntie has that as well.
Do you reckon you'll have one from now?
No, definitely not. We have a pet bird anyway. So I was like, I was more afraid for my pet bird. I was like, don't get near him. Don't get near him. He's cute and doesn't know anything.
Birds attacking other birds.
What's that scene out of Dumb and Dumber? Have you seen it with the bird? Sorry, I just spat. I should have said it before. I watched it before. And the bird gets its head chopped off. Oh, little birdie.
Holy. Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best movies of all time.
I think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Do yourself a favor. If you love birds, it'll make your day. What about Mia Edgerton of Warburton?
Yeah.
Our Channel 9 newsreader, former, I should say. Remember we had her on the show? She got attacked.
Yeah, she went viral with her video of getting attacked by a magpie. This is her. It was good gear. So we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you been attacked by a bird? Be it a magpie, be it an emu. I got attacked by a swan once. I'm going to tell you that story very soon.
Was it a black swan?
Yeah, it actually was.
Swans are nasty, though.
What was her name?
Natalie Portman. 13, 12, 16. Has a bird attacked you? Give us a call.
And I remember, boss, Benny, you told us a story. Was it the end of last year? Was it a magpie? What happened to you?
Yeah, no, it was actually, it was a blonde number. She's probably about 29.
No,
bird,
that's me.
Ellie.
If you're talking about me, I'm not 29. So can we just round down next time, please, rather than up?
No, I want to tell this story to the whole group because my wife still doesn't believe the seriousness of my magpie attack.
None of us do.
No, this was. You saw how flustered I came in the day it happened.
I was. You were nearly in tears.
I was
Your feathers
seriously
were ruffled.
Can you just press play on that little bit of music? There I am, walking down Wyndham Street.
With shingles.
I don't have shingles.
Don't ruin the story, Jay. Go on. Your Come big on. Music's playing, Benny.
This is a big thing. So, next minute, I thought someone had thrown a rock at me. That's how serious this magpie had hit me in the face. Put my hand in my ear.
Yeah.
Look down. I've gone, oh my God, it's drawn blood. I ring my wife, frantic, run a salt bath, I said.
Salt bay?
Salt bath.
Oh, sorry.
It's good for, like, you know, cleaning cuts, desire.
I feel like I shouldn't be talking right now. I'm really invested in this story. Yeah, go on.
So now I'm running home.
Yeah.
I'm running
Yeah.
through the streets of Shepparton, bleeding.
Do you want me to do some sound effects in the background of this
Can
story?
You
probably should have donated the blood. They're a bit short at the moment.
Get down to the Red Cross,
This is serious, guys. I'm PTSD on this magpie gear.
Okay, keep going.
So there I am, now bleeding. The magpie didn't let me go. It comes That's at me you. A second time. And then a third time. Someone's stealing my chips. Sounds like a seagull.
I was going to say, she sounds like a seagull.
We're not at St Kilda Beach. We're in Shepparton.
God, okay, bird calls are difficult, guys. Give me a break.
What is that?
So what, how much blood was there?
Lots more than my wife. If my wife tells this story, she'll tell it very differently. But there was a lot of blood.
Mm.
Even though I went
so
home.
So what, you survived? Or
did you get a scar?
Yeah.
Scar?
No, it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have been that big then.
Yeah. Come on, I want some sympathy from you three. Look at that. That is my magpie attack here in Shepparton.
Whoa, Benny!
You should take it more seriously.
The only person you've got sympathy from is the music.
Yeah.
Oh, just why Charlotte's doing gear.
And whoops, it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.